Okay, I'm going to go to communication. This is one of my pet ones. I love it. And Eric's leadership and communication are one and the same. It's important to execute every day consistent, reliable, predictable, effective, thoughtful, compassionate, and courteous communication. Again, that brings in that respect and dignity. It is critical for all team members to cultivate respect, leadership, and dignity among the team as well as those we meet and interact with. But communication and leadership are one and the same. In the world of networking, we've all experienced people telling us, well, they signed me up and I never heard from them again. What kind of leader? What kind of communication's going on there? No mentoring for sure. So, Christy.
Well, I would say that every single word in here is so important. Starting with every day, consistent, reliable, predictable, effective, thoughtful, compassionate, and courteous communication. This brings us our dignity. If we can do this, we can have our dignity. If we drop the ball on this, we're already sabotaging our own personal respect and dignity. You have to put yourself in the other person's shoes when you're having that communication. And that's where thoughtful and compassionate and courteous communication comes into play. And when you start putting yourself in the other person's shoes when you're communicating, whether it be texting or emailing or even just, you know, vocally on the phone, or person to person, when you do this and you're predictable and people know, just like, you know, how Eric, everybody knows they're going to get an email from Eric or the team reminding them this and that and the other. He sets up his systems and he makes sure that he gets that stuff out. He knows how important it is to the team. You can rely that he's going to do it. And it's going to happen. And that is so important. If you have ever sent a text to somebody and that person didn't just at least reply with an okay, yeah, got that. Oh, yep, I got your email. I'm going to do this. Or, you know what, I got it. I'll get back to you. Whatever, at least you're letting that person know. And you're not leaving them hanging and wondering, well, did they get it? So it might not seem like a big deal, but think about it. When you were expecting something, an answer, or hoping that somebody got some information from you, and then you never heard back until, oh, maybe the next day, or maybe you never heard back. You didn't know if they got that information. Maybe it got lost in space. But it's important, especially to be predictable with it. Because when you're predictable and you're reliable and you do it thoughtfully when you communicate with people, it becomes effective. And then you have your dignity and your respect, and so does the other person.
When you were talking too, when you mentioned Eric, there's one thing that every person that ever gets involved in this industry and in personal relationships, that respect, and trust. And when you, and I know with Denise's survey, and I've done the same thing, when we say we'll follow up with somebody and then we start second guessing ourselves, and we think, well, we might be bothering them, we might be doing this. The only way I ever got past that, I reversed it and said, I told them I'd follow up. I'll give them a call. And I want them to trust me that I am a person of my word. And that when we know that Eric is there, we can rely on that. There's a foundation of trust that he follows through in what he's doing. I will say for everybody on here that knows Eric, that I would say that's one of his pet peeves, is I put the effort into sending you an email or a text, you know, corporate or to me, and then if I don't respond, he thinks that I'm not well, the word respect, I'm not respecting him. He asked me a question and I didn't respond. Maybe I got busy or whatever. So, but the other person, whether it's your mother or your best friend, your partner, or a new prospect, the first thing they're going to do is there a firm foundation under what, can I work with this person? Can I be involved with this person? Because they think like me. We respect each other's time. We're not just out here, and because that's the loss of dignity to me, is we're just not out here contacting people and not following through. That was very important when we're working in the business we are, is that's the first thing in traditional business. When people want to know you're a man or a woman of your word, and even if it's just another text saying, thinking of you, can't call now, we'll get back with you later, anything like that keeps the trust going, Christy, and that's how I see that. The communication is where trust is built. Okay?
It certainly is, and I think that would include, well, it definitely would include all of us as a team communicating on the team fan page, because
absolutely,
the fan page, it represents us as a team, and the more of us that interact, the more of a presence we have, as well as it indicates to our teammates and others that we are serious about this business, that we are wanting to participate, and that is also important.
Oh, yeah, because that is our tool of communication. It's not just the texting back and forth, but the tool of communication. And when we have other people, like we've all been learning how to do it, thank you, Lynette and Eric, is do that, I don't know what you call it, but you put the person's name in, like Tom Maurer, thank you, Tom Maurer, and then that turns blue. That notifies them that what we are doing as a team. When we put those names in there and other people are drawn into our team, they see a team when there's more participation. They see a team. They just don't see a page. They see people, real people, interacting with a common desire to help people or move forward or whatever it is. So that is absolutely, thank you for bringing that up.